Later that evening, Friar Gooch and Furl made it up to the Dibbons by creating another strifle and serving it out to them in the orchard. The abbot came out to join them, gratefully accepting a bowl of the delicious strifle and a beaker of strawberry fizz. Crowding around him, the Dibbons eagerly wanted to know what punishment had been meted out to the greedy hare. As each inquiry became more gruesome, the abbot called for quiet.
No, no, I never chopped off his tail or boiled him up in the soup. What a bloodthirsty notion.
Criculus could no longer restrain his curiosity.
Then how did you deal with the wretch, father?
Putting aside his bowl, the abbot explained.
Well, the first thing I did was to put him on a diet for 3 days. Only one portion of lettuce leaves and water per day. Then I locked him in the main Dibbons dormitory with pail, scrubber, broom and duster. Scarum must scrub the place from top to bottom. Floor, walls, windows, everything. After that, he must restuff all the mattresses, make up the beds with clean bed linen, and wash all the old stuff. That should keep him amused.
Opinions were divided, with Dibbons still muttering darkly of tail chopping and soup boiling, whilst the elders nodded sagely. Kruver smiled with satisfaction.
3 days with just one meal a day of lettuce and water. You'll hear old Scarum yowling a league away.
Looking over the top of his glasses, the abbot agreed.
I've no doubt we will. I've also stripped him of his command. Kruver, you'll be in charge of the wall guards. Every other beast can sleep out here in the orchard. 'Tis a fine warm night here, and out of yowling range, too.
The Dibbons cheered gleefully. Sleeping out in the orchard was an adventure for them. Sister Vernal, Mimsy and Mem exchanged grim looks. The night's work was cut out for them, keeping the Abbey babes together in one place. Dawn was well up and a fresh summer's day was underway. A needle point of sunlight pierced the gloom of Brock Hall. Zasalis uncoiled, dealing the other two adders light blows with his blunt nose.
Something goes on outside. Let us see.
Kerda had chosen the skinniest, most useless-looking freebooter, an old sea rat called Widge. The remainder of the sea scab's crew were forced to watch, helpless and unarmed, as Vorto and 3 rat guards laid paws on Widge, dragging him shrieking to an open spot within view of the door in the oak tree. When Widge saw the stake driven deep into the ground with a rope collar attached to it, he dug his foot paws in and wailed aloud to his comrades.
Don't let him do this to me, mates! Help me! Help me!
A blow to his jaw from Vorto's spear butt knocked the old sea rat senseless.